Wall fans, common censors, podcast consumers, welcome to another very exciting edition of Common Sense Sundays with Go Tell to the Wall, hosted by me, of course, your absolute favorite podcast host, the one and only Sean O'Rourke, and this is episode 88 on this fine September Sunday afternoon. It's still hot. We're going to talk about it, but before we get into all that stuff and get into why we're on a time crunch this week, we always kick things off with our social plugs. You can keep up with us during episodes, after episodes, before episodes, whenever you so please, and you can do that in multiple locations. One of those would be facebook.com/gotellittothewall. That's right, facebook.com/gotellittothewall. Also, our official YouTube channel. Head on over to youtube.com/gotellittothewall and subscribe to our channel for all kinds of great video content, including these video feeds if you are somebody that watches the video feeds, or if you're looking for the video feeds, that's a great place to find them, is right there on youtube.com/gotellittothewall. And of course, my own personal Instagram account, which is at SoCalSean. That's right, at SoCalSean, SoCalSean, at SoCalSean. Lots of great content been going up there lately. I got to be honest because there's a lot of shows going on. So if you're interested in all the show reviews and stuff that we do, that is a place that you want to be, especially if you're an Instagram user. So go ahead and give us a follow over there on Instagram. And of course, if you can't remember any of those things, not that it's difficult, because, you know, go tell it to the wall. You really just got to Google it and all stuff comes up. We do have our official website, which is SeanO'RourkeLive.com. That's right, SeanO'RourkeLive.com. That is your one-stop shop for everything and anything that is Common Sense Sundays, Go Tell It to the Wall, and me, your favorite podcast host, the one and only Sean O'Rourke. You'll find links to those social platforms that I just mentioned. You're also going to find a link to our Patreon campaign right there if you have the means to do so and you want to. Please help us out through Patreon. If you want to support us but you don't want to get involved with Patreon, you can also pick up some merch linked directly from SeanO'RourkeLive.com. There's a little link there, take you directly to our merch website, pick up some Common Sense t-shirts and all kinds of other great stuff that's on there. So you have multiple ways to support us financially, in addition to, of course, subscribing and telling your friends and leaving reviews and all of that good stuff. All right, no more heat wave here in Southern California. So a funny thing happened, we replaced it with a hurricane on Friday. That's right, we didn't get a full-on hurricane here, trust me. I know people are like, it got downgraded. We don't really get hurricanes here in Southern California. I have experience with hurricanes. I was born in Miami, and I was a very young kid, but I do remember a couple of the big hurricanes that rolled through there. So it wasn't quite like that, but what happened was we got some rain, and now despite the heat wave having broken a little bit, it's much more humid outside. So it's like 10 to 20 degrees cooler, but we added crazy humidity. So like today I was running around taking care of some stuff around the yard, and I just 5 minutes and I'm drenched in sweat. It was absolutely ridiculous. So that's been the fun. Gotta love global warming and how all that works out. So in a way, I'm happy that we're done with the crazy 110 degree heat, but not all that much better right now. So that's how it is. All right, now we're done with that stuff. Let's get into some digital trends. And like I said at the top of the live feed, and I'll talk about it a little more. We're on a time crunch today. I was working hard to get into the studio on time. There's a big show, huge show going on that I'm going to talk about, and I've got to finish up in here, get everything posted, change clothes, get in the car, and drive on down to Garden Grove, and we'll talk about that when we get into entertainment news. But before then, we always talk about some digital trends that are happening over the past week or so, and this one really got me. It could have gone into parenting, but really, really irked me the wrong way, and we've talked about, you know, influencers and whatnot, and YouTubers like this that, you know, kind of exploit their children, for lack of a better word. This wasn't really child exploitation, child endangerment, and this family put it on TikTok. I'm not even going to talk about the specific family because, honestly, I didn't care who they were. I want to point this out and how this was trending and how, rightfully so, they have since removed the video. This influencer family on TikTok, they had their young child out at Universal Studios Florida. This is the Islands of Adventure or whatever, and they wanted to go on the Spider-Man ride there. And for anyone who's ever been to an amusement park, you know, for roller coasters and certain rides, you know, not the merry-go-round or whatever, maybe that does too, there's height requirements. You got to be this tall to ride this ride. It's kind of a really common thing at theme parks. Well, what they did, their daughter was not tall enough to actually ride the ride. So what they ended up doing was they put her hair in a bun, for those, it's the, like on top of her head, so it made her taller, and they fiddled with her shoes, so she also was presented as a little bit taller. Fortunately, the guy operating the ride was like, no, 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 this is a safety issue. You're trying to get her on, but it's a safety issue. And they apparently got upset with the ride operator. And of course, I've since removed the video because people pointed out, like, it is literally a safety issue. Do you want your child to fall out of a ride? Is it worth getting on a ride just to... No, it's not. It's not. This is just horrible parenting overall. If you're a parent, or if you know parents, or you take kids to a theme park, don't ever attempt something like this. Just wait till they're tall enough. They're gonna get tall enough. It's not worth... Let's say it's a 10% chance that they get hurt. Is it worth a 1%? Nope, not worth it. Not worth it at all. Let's do better out there. And call these people out. If you see this stuff happening, call them out. You know, they should absolutely be apologizing to that ride operator. Now, I don't know if they since have, but they deleted the video, so clearly they knew they were wrong. But call them out on this when you see this stuff happening, because it's not right. It's absolutely not right. All right, there's some fun happening down there in Anaheim right now. I got to kind of drive through that area, but luckily it's not as crazy as you would think traffic-wise. But they have this thing going on down there right now, D23 Expo. This one sneaks up on me every year. When I used to work for Disney, I was at the very first D23 Expo. And I've been to, was at a couple of them before I left Disney. But nowadays, it always sneaks up on me because you don't have this lead up like you do with Comic-Con. And yes, you might say, well, it's for Disney, super Disney fans and everything else. And yes, it absolutely is. That's why I don't really go. However, it's fun following, and that's why I put it in the digital trends here, is you can follow on Twitter and other platforms and see as stuff's being announced. So there's actually a lot of cool announcements, not only, from a parks standpoint. They've unveiled new rides and stuff like that, but also new films. And this now includes Marvel, Fox properties, all that good stuff. So it's fun to actually follow along with that. And if you're interested in something like that, then absolutely be following along with it. Now, being in a film and media house, as in addition to a themed entertainment house, my wife and I are very much following that, at least to an extent, to see what new announcements are coming out. It's beautiful. You don't actually have to be at D23, swimming through crowds. You can just follow along on the social platforms, which is kind of what I do with Comic-Con, too. I have no interest in going to Comic-Con anymore. All right, Mike Lindell. You know the pillow guy? It's so crazy. When this pillow guy first came out, you're like, okay, this is whatever. This guy's selling pillows. And then Trump came along, and we started to realize how truly crazy Mike Lindell is. And he's still out there, you know, promoting the big lie and how the election is stolen. Well, he was trending once again on social media. This time it wasn't necessarily for doing cocaine, which is usually why he's trending. This one was in an interview he did, and he claimed he has proof. Not just claimed that he thinks it. He claimed he has proof that there was voter fraud committed by 300 million voters in the United States of America. 300 million. Here's the thing. And people eat it up and they cheer. They're like, yeah, voter fraud, whatever. Dude, there are less than 200 million registered voters in this country. It's something that, there aren't even that many registered voters. So if that voter fraud was actually happening, we would know. There's not even that many people. So clearly just making stuff up. Just making stuff up. And we have an entire base that just eats it up. And what do we always say here at Go Tell It to the Wall? Common sense says we fact check everything. This is a quick Google. This wasn't even a Google fact check. You just had to see why it's trending. And then people are like, there's not 300 million registered voters in this country. So there's that. It's really wild to see these kinds of things. And just the fact that people eat it up like that. They eat it up. Always fact check, man. It's Mike Lindell. We got to be done with these crazy guys running around spreading lies and rumors and everything else. And here we are on the 21st anniversary of 9/11. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we get into some common sense here. And we just let these people run rampant around the country. And let other people, ignorant people, eat it up. It's got to stop. I don't know how to stop it other than sitting here and yelling at a wall and telling everyone that the common sense says we don't believe fake stuff that's peddled by a guy who's on cocaine and doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Oh, man. Irish Joe, I enjoyed this one. And please forget, we're going to talk about it more in common sense. I realize what happened this week. We have a large listener base in the UK. I'm very well aware of that. But there was a little phrase called Irish Joe trending this week, and it was right after the death of the Queen. I'm not going to sit here and joke. I'm going to explain how some of these jokes are real well within my wheelhouse as far as my feelings on it, but Irish Joe was trending because Joe Biden happens to be Irish. And so people ran with the fact that Joe Biden got into the White House, and finally the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, passed away. And when everyone thought she was, I thought she was going to outlive me, for Christ's sake. And it's, of course, it's not real. But if you want some comedy, it was funny also just following the trend of Ireland over the past few days, because, yes, certain people have certain feelings in one aspect, and certain people have certain feelings in another aspect. So as much as I'm not going to sit here and joke about death, that's something I don't prefer to do. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be pointed out, and this is just kind of a funny thing to point out as far as the death of Queen Elizabeth II. And of course, more on that later. We're going to talk about it when it comes to common sense. And like I said, we are going to probably have a shorter show this week. So hopefully we'll have time to get to all that. But I've got to get on. That's the thing. For those of you familiar with Southern California, I am in Los Angeles. I got to get to Garden Grove. Got to take that trip to Garden Grove. It's going to smell like Falcor inside the not van. I don't have a van. Anyway, cheesy jokes. How are we ending up with these cheesy jokes so much lately? I don't know. It's almost like that's what we're built on. All right, COVID updates. I'm still sweating. I got air conditioner blasting here, and it's still hot. It's ridiculous. I can't stand this humidity. If I wanted humidity, I'd live in, like, the Midwest or something. I don't know. All right, COVID updates. I got my booster this week. We talked about how the new variant-specific booster is out. Got mine this week. I got an appointment. Like, my wife made an appointment for both of us for the following day, and I got my my booster on, I think, Wednesday. So I am now fully updated on the boosters once again. I had both my shots in a booster when my time came for it, and now another booster. So highly recommend checking that out. Just talk to your doctor. And like I said, I got a super quick appointment at CVS. They had plenty of appointments available. And I have heard from some people that have gotten the booster that it was a little bit rough on them, you know, the side effects and everything else. Of course, worth the side effects. So be aware of that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to speak to the side effects. I did not have any side effects. I felt pretty fine. I was a little exhausted, like, the next morning. Just extra tired, which is not that abnormal for me anyway, to be honest, when I'm trying to pull my 5-year-old out of bed for school, you know, and for me personally, I had a little arm soreness, but I get arm soreness whenever I get a shot in my arm, like flu shots. This injection site is always sore for like a day and a half. That's just me. So be aware of those things, but definitely, again, talk to your doctor. If you're high risk, I highly recommend getting it anyway, but I am not a doctor. I'm not going to tell everyone out there what to do. I'm just going to utilize common sense and say that it's best to keep yourself as safe as possible, because while numbers are dropping, we are still not completely out of this. We're not. It's not completely safe. I don't know if it ever will be, but that's where we are as far as COVID goes 2.5 years later here. All right, New York, they lifted the mask mandate for the subway, which... you know, I've sat on this podcast and said, we're doing things too soon. I think in this case, because we are seeing the numbers dropping, it does make sense to an extent. But one of the first thoughts that crossed my mind is, like, have you ever been on a New York subway? I might still want to be wearing a mask simply because it's kind of gross on a New York subway sometimes. No offense to anyone who rides a subway. We have a tiny subway here in Los Angeles. That thing's fucking wild. You know, I try not to ride on that thing. So New York is a great subway system, but... you know, a lot of funky smells and such going on around there. So maybe just keep the mask on, but apparently now it is no longer mandated. And we're still dealing with misinformation. I'm seeing more and more and more and more misinformation coming out as far as the COVID vaccines and the numbers and everything else, and people still think it's an absolute hoax. It's unbelievable to me that we still are here. Fact check everything. If you're seeing something that could possibly be misinformation on the social platforms, fact check. That's what we do. And especially living in the time of COVID, you want real information from doctors, from scientists, not from a guy like Mike Lindell. Or even if a guy's a doctor like Dr. Oz, maybe we're not going to trust the fake doctor like Dr. Oz. So fact check. Talk to real doctors when it comes to that stuff. Because it is getting better and better. But we have to continue being vigilant. Otherwise, we could end up back in another bad place where numbers are rising, we have another variant, whatever else it might be. So get your booster, wear a mask if you think you should, and fact check, talk to doctors when it comes to anything regarding COVID. That is the most important thing to keep in mind. All right, mental health. I want to take a few minutes to talk about a very important aspect of mental health that, especially if you haven't dealt with mental illness or people around you that have mental illness, might not be something you realize. Oh, gotta get some water. It's still warm. I have my voice back. If you noticed that from last week, I did get my voice back. I'm probably, you know, probably be losing it over the next couple weeks again, but it's here for now. So anyway, you've heard me talk about things like OCD, and people say I literally have obsessive compulsive disorder, and people will be like, "I'm so OCD today," and it's like, no, you're not. Just because you're being clean or being, you know, meticulous about something, it doesn't mean you're OCD. And there's another term that gets thrown around, and that's triggered. Triggered. I get it. This is not very well known, but when it comes to the mental health, medical space, psychological space, we talk about triggers as something that actually affect your mental health or your mental illness. So keep that in mind. When I'm talking real triggers here, not, oh, you triggered Snowflake and I'm going to trigger the Dems, I'm going to trigger the Republican, whatever. But everybody's guilty of it. Let's try to avoid that. And why I want to talk about that is because a lot of people aren't even aware of it. Maybe you're dealing with a mental health issue. You haven't been dealing with it for a long time. But a lot of stuff comes down to triggers, as we call them. So when you find yourself in a depressive state, your anxiety goes, for me, it's usually my anxiety starts going way, way up. You know, and it's tough to do this in the moment, but do your absolute best to kind of sit back and recognize what is creating that feeling. And a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, it is something from your past that has now been drudged up, and it is creating anxiety. It is creating depression. For me, it really exacerbates my obsessive compulsive disorder. So once you start to recognize those things, it makes it a little easier to deal with when they come up again. Again, I know this isn't easy. One of the best ways is just use in introspection, you know, because you can, once you look in on yourself and why you're having those feelings and what might have started that feeling, it might be a little thing that you don't even realize. And as difficult as it might be, a lot of people have had success with CBT, not CBD, CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. And this is very similar to cognitive behavioral therapy. What you're doing is you're isolating those thoughts in your mind and you're recognizing them to then specifically work on those exact points as opposed to a more broad thing. You know, if you have mental illness or you've dealt with mental illness, a lot of times it comes when you hit that bad of a place, everything seems like it's a trigger. Everything seems like it's coming down on you. But a lot of times it's only a couple little things or one thing that you can work to pinpoint. And you have to ask yourself the tough questions. You know, might be a death. It might. And the funny thing is it can, and I don't mean funny haha, but the funny thing is it can sometimes be something simple. You know, I have little things that, like, for example, that there are certain movies that I can't watch because I watched the film when I was in an extreme depressive state. I know that that can possibly bring up the memory, even though it doesn't have anything to do with the content of a film or a show, a book, whatever it might be, just a YouTube video even. It just has to do with relating to a time when that was hitting me. So ask yourself those tough questions. And it's not going to eliminate your depression or your anxiety. It never is. But it will help you move toward a better place. There's really no cure for mental illness. All you can do is work on it yourself, get the help that you need, whether it's medication, whether it's talking to someone, whatever it might be. Get that help. And doing this cognitive behavioral therapy, this introspection, finding those triggers, at least a little bit of what they are, can help you move in the right direction. So keep that in mind. And when you find it, isolate that issue, and you can go back to that when it comes up again. And it will hopefully make those future episodes, if not better, then at least slightly better. So keep that in mind, Wall fans. Triggers. And even if you're not someone that deals with mental health issues, there's always people around you that do. So recognize that someone might not be depressed because of you or have anxiety because of you. It just happened to be that you were in that situation. So keep that in mind as well. All right, positive news. I just wanted to bring this up because, and maybe it's not positive news to a lot of you because everyone loves summer and they love the heat. God, I run into so many people that are like, this is great. It's 90 degrees out and it's so sunny. And I'm like, F you, I am sweating. So my positive news for this week is we are so damn close to fall after this heat wave we've had and this tropical storm system, which you would think like, oh, the rain's cooling. Nope. No, still hot as hell outside while it's pouring rain. So we are so close to fall. Or autumn, as people like to call it. And like I said, after this heat wave, I'm so ready. We're less than 2 weeks away from it. And another aspect is I love fall. I don't drink pumpkin spice things. I love Halloween. If you've been a longtime listener, you know that I have a very special attachment to Halloween. I love Thanksgiving. My daughter's birthday is coming up. My birthday comes up in November, and it happens to be a big one this year. I don't know. There might be a large birthday party going on. We'll see how that goes, though. So I absolutely love fall. And then, of course, you can pull out your hoodies and flannels. I am ready to get the hoodies out, get the flannels out, and stop sweating like crazy. So that's my positive news for this week. And for God's sake, and I know many people can relate, this is something that has only recently happened in California. I'm used to them from Chicago and being in Florida at times when I was a kid. Mosquitoes. The mosquitoes, they go back to hell once fall rolls around, and you can stop being bitten at dusk every freaking day here in Southern California. We get a lot of mosquitoes. I've got mosquito repellents and stuff like that, and I just avoid the outside at dusk. That's when they're running rampant. So all those things put together, very, very much positive news, at least for me personally. I apologize to all of you that hate autumn and fall and you just want it hot as hell, but it's our time now. Let's get some hoodies and jackets and all that good stuff out and enjoy, don't drink the pumpkin spice stuff, but, you know, some apple cider, hot apple cider or whatever else and that good stuff. Me, I just switch to the darker beers usually when it gets colder out. I'm like, this is cold weather beer, and we get some coffee stouts and porters and all that good stuff. That's how I like to move my way through fall and autumn. All right, parenting. Let's talk a little bit about parenting here. I've got a couple of good ones for you. Make sure you're staying hydrated out there. That's what else I always forget to mention in mental health is, and it's something that I was not even aware of until recently. And I was like, oh God, that makes sense. If you take certain medications for mental health, and if you take, I'm sure there's other medications out there that have to do, pain management or whatever else, but specifically SSRIs and those kind of mental health, mental illness medications, they tend to dehydrate you. So you need to stay extra hydrated, especially when it gets hot out. And so I only learned that a few months ago. I was like, oh my God, is that why I sweat so much? And I don't take a serious amount of medication. It's just, but even that is enough where I have to make sure I hydrate. So make sure if you're on those medicines that you're staying hydrated, especially because it's still warm out there, especially here in the U.S. All right, but parenting, kids survived the heat wave. It was getting crazy there at the end, I gotta say, because she was getting so stir crazy, like utterly just stir crazy. And I feel for everyone out there that has kids and you had to keep them inside and everything else. And the thing is, kids, and I mentioned this last week, kids don't understand. They're like, what do you mean it's hot out? I was, and the kids are having to go to school and stuff last week. It was wild. It was 110 degrees at times. 110 here, which the valley was even warmer than that for those of you familiar with Southern California. It's crazy there. Like, 150 degrees or something. Obviously not that hot. But very much survived it. Stir crazy for a week, and I'll tell you, we don't have a lot of TV in my house, but she got a little extra TV just because it was like, she's either got to watch some TV or she's going to start scaling the walls because she's got all this pent-up energy and can't go run around outside or even go swimming. We've got a little pool, and she'd be like, well, it's hot. Can we go swimming? I'm like, it is too hot to even be outside right now. And the poor dog he's like, yo, can I go for a walk? Like, it was halfway through last week. Finally, it was like, all right, it's cool enough in the evening that he can have an evening walk, but no afternoon walks. It's still 100 degrees, and poor dog's going to die out there. All right. Movie recommendation for everyone out there from a parenting aspect. We had a little movie night last night, which is, we tend to do that on the weekends in the O'Rourke house, and watched not a new movie. It's a movie from 2008, and something I was aware of. I actually worked on a little bit of marketing for it, but never watched the film, and it's the Tinkerbell film. They have made Tinkerbell-specific movies, and this is kind of like the Tinkerbell origin story. My 5-year-old absolutely loved it. Now, she likes Tinkerbell, so I'm sure that helped. But if you're looking for some new movies for your kids, Disney Plus has a Tinkerbell movie, and there's like a whole bunch of other adventures of Tinkerbell. So after my kid enjoyed it last night, I was like, sweet, we can kind of run through these movies for movie nights moving forward. So highly recommend it. All on Disney Plus. If you have kids, there's a good chance you've got Disney Plus. As much as I don't love giving a bunch of money to the mouse, it's well worth it if we've got kids, because you just pull stuff up. And we got a bunch of Disney DVDs stacked in our laundry room here that we can pull out if we need to, but I don't do that because it's all right there on Disney Plus. It's very convenient. Highly recommend if you've got kids and if you don't already have it. All right, Saturday morning breakfast. This kind of relates to COVID, because we're having some realizations lately, and then it was exacerbated by the heat wave, and it's gotten better. Kids can play together. Kids are back in school. You know, like I said before, we had in-person back-to-school night. But something that was just kind of became very apparent yesterday is one of my daughter's school friends, their parents, said, "Hey, we're having breakfast, and why don't you guys come over for breakfast?" And they live like a couple blocks away, so I was like, sure, you know, let's go have a breakfast together. Well, multiple kids, they all got together, and they just started playing. You know, and you're always watching the kids, but they hit a certain age where you're like, are we hearing any crying and screaming? Nope. All right. They're good. They're in the playroom, or, you know, they're running around out there in front of us. And it was nice to just feel this normalcy again of, hey, we're going to sit down, have some breakfast. We're going to hang out, have a little mimosa talk and all these other things. And it was just absolutely fantastic to see the kids playing and then the parents getting some socializing and getting back to kind of that normal see that seems so far away from 2.5 years ago. Now, again, I realize we've had, you know, 4th of July parties and stuff like that. But for some reason, just this casual, like, we're going to get together. We all live in the same area. Let's let the kids hang out. The adults can socialize. And it was really nice to feel that normalcy again and watch the kids have their socialization. Like I said, they go to school and everything. But it was funny. There was two girls and two boys. And the boys are running around with, like, swords and stuff and hi-ya and all this. And then the girls are in like the girl's bedroom and they're playing dress up and everything else. So it was like, all right, this is perfect. You guys just entertain yourself. We're going to sit here and have some coffee and talk and be adults once again, you know. So a lot of fun was had there. And there's a good chance you might hear a lot of noise during the remainder of this podcast. My kid decided, now we had talked about a friend of hers coming over to swim, who's been over to swim a couple times before, and so it was like, yeah, we're going to plan that soon. Well, my kid ran with it as, we're going to have a pool party. So I said, wait a minute. And even the dad of her friend was like, did she just make this up, or are you having a... And I was like, well, no, my kid made it up and told your kid, but yeah, it was just supposed to be a two. So it turned into a bit of a small pool party. I've got multiple children, friends, schoolmates from the neighbor. They all live close by, luckily, playing in the backyard right now, in the pool, going crazy. There's an extra dog running around, so you might hear some barking. You might hear a bunch of 5 and 6-year-old girls running around, going crazy. I mean, they're crazy. Luckily, the pool's way far from the studio, because I even went to check on them, and my wife's like, I will try to be as quiet. I'm like, luckily, I can't. But they can definitely come running. There's a window here. They just come running by. Ah, it's happened before, so be looking for that. But insisted on a pool party. Kids. She's getting to this age where she just makes, and you know, kids make stuff up. You know, imaginary friends and all this other stuff. She's very, very much an imaginative kid. Loves playing with her dolls and playing, you know, dress up and even like Play-Doh and that kind of stuff. Building all the things. Very imagination-based. But it's when they start, they just decide, oh, we're going to have a pool party. Like, wait, what? Were you going to run that by me, or were you just going to start inviting kids over, and then they show up, and, you know, luckily, they're having fun. That's all that matters. And I'm not opposed to a pool party. It's just like, wait, okay, you're 5. You're not in charge of planning these things. You got to talk to us, and then we talk to the parents, and we organize this thing. All right, common sense. We're getting toward the end here. This is going to be, I always say that, and then it ends up being a full-length episode. This is going to be a short one, but that's good. We're getting the information out there. And then I can get on the road down there to Orange County and enjoy In Defense of Scott, which I'm going to talk about when we get to entertainment news. But before that, common sense. Justice Roberts of the Supreme Court, he was quoted recently, and I'm not giving the exact quote, but he's worried that criticism of recent decisions being made, specifically taking away women's rights, health rights, create attacks on the legitimacy of the Supreme Court. You gotta love the Supreme Court. Like, they were more upset about information leaks than they were about other more important things. They're like, well, why is this leaking out? Well, why did you do it? We talked about that before. But it's amazing to me the ignorance from some people. Like, yes, Justice Roberts, we do question the legitimacy of the Supreme Court because you're clearly not working for the entire country. They're working for a very small percentage of the country, specifically religious fanatics that want to take away women's rights, want to take away same-sex marriage and those kinds of things. You know, and we talked about how comparing women, like, guns have more rights than women in this country right now. Literally, according to the federal government, guns have more rights than women do to their own bodies in this country right now. So yes, Justice Roberts, no shit. We're going to question the legitimacy of your, all these people getting lifetime fucking appointments to the Supreme Court and making decisions that literally take away health rights for women in this country. Again, thank God for California. They're working for a small part of Americans. If, you know, honestly, if even if I was a conservative judge on the Supreme Court, I would just tell everyone, you know what, guys, let's just shut up. Now's a good time to just shut it. But no, we're going to come out and say stuff like this. It's really amazing. Like, come on. All right, Herschel Walker, speaking of idiots, saying things that don't even make any sense. I'm not even going to get into crazy details. There's one I'm going to bring up, but everything this dude says is false. He's running for Senate in Georgia. Senator, I don't even see, I can't vote, so I pay close attention. Who's winning? Who's, you know, Senate, I believe he's running for, and he's actually leading, which is terrifying, because he comes out and says stuff like, of course we have equal rights in this country. It's in the Constitution. So he thinks because something is written in the Constitution, it's actually practiced within our country. This is a black man of a certain age where he really was around, or at least was young, when the civil rights movement was happening. He's sitting here saying, no, we've all had equal rights ever since the Constitution. You know, there's still slavery after the Constitution was written, right? Right. So we didn't all have equal rights. And specifically, your ancestors didn't have equal rights. But this is the kind of stuff he's pushing. Denying the persecution of people of color. He's a person of color. That's just one of the few things that he's out there saying. Every little thing he says is a lie. It's an absolute lie. And people in Georgia apparently are eating it up because he's technically leading in the polls. I'll be following this closely. I mean, I don't want him elected, but that's going to be a common sense goldmine if we got to keep hearing from this idiot for the next few years. All right. Queen Elizabeth and colonialism. I said at the top of the episode, I realize we have a large contingent of fans and listeners in the United Kingdom. I'm not going to sit here and say anybody is wrong for being sad, mourning the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. That is everyone's right to do that. What I do want to point out is because there's been a lot of back and forth where people are pointing out, like, I am not sad about the Queen. And then they say, well, have respect for the Queen and blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, that's fine. Look at colonialism. It'll take you 5 minutes of research to look at colonialism and how how the British monarchy really tried to take over the world. And the funny thing is, I saw a stat today. Every 6 days around the world, every 6 days per year, so we got 6 days and another one, there is a country celebrating independence from England. Every 6 days. Right there, that should go to show you how much colonialism has happened. And here's the other thing. I'm Irish American. If you're not aware of what happened in Ireland because of the monarchy, I would encourage you to look it up. I'm not going to sit here and educate everyone. It's just something you need to know. I will say, I grew up with it. My family, I have family, relatives in Ireland that had to deal with that conflict throughout most of their lives. And a lot of it goes back to Queen Elizabeth and the monarchy in England. So excuse me for not being sad about a colonizing megalomaniac just because she had corgis. You know? But if you want to be sad, that's fine. But my father taught me, when you wear your clatter ring, it's heart to the heart and crown to the ground, and the crown goes to the ground for a fucking reason. That's what I grew up with. So, again, be sad if you want to. Don't criticize people for not being sad about a monarch passing away. She's also 96, for the love of God. If I get to 96, unless we hit some, like, you know, in 30 years, if 90 is the new, you know, 60, then yeah, maybe. But if 96 is what 96 is now, just put me down at that point. Jesus Christ, I don't, you know, shuffling around my house. Like, what? No, not for me. That, just me personally. Not for me. She led a full life of colonizing other countries and ripping apart Ireland. All right, I'm actually going to go back to this other thing I'm going to talk about. There's a funny thing I didn't mention last week, and I just put it in common sense because it's extra funny. Before I get there, today it's the 21st anniversary of 9/11 today. I was in college my first year of college for 9/11. I think I've mentioned it before on podcast episodes. My good friend Tom Doyle, who was my roommate at the time, his birthday is September 11th. So it was his birthday when September 11th happened, you know, the tragedy that happened there in New York 21 years ago. I remember being woken up by my ex-girlfriend, my ex-high school girlfriend, who called and for some reason thought Los Angeles was under attack. And I said, what? I've been sleeping. Walk out into my living room and a couple of my roommates are just, their mouths are just gaping open as they watch the television and what's going on there, and especially when the second plane hit. It is a horrible, horrible situation that we should never forget. And I get it. I think the memorial should exist. I think having events to recognize the people that passed away and how sad it was. It was a scary time for our country. You didn't know what was going to happen next. But from a common sense standpoint, I want to point something out. There was somebody talking at the 9/11 memorial event today. And they said, back when 9/11 happened, and many of you remember this if you're old enough, the country really did come together. We became very patriotic. We wanted to defend our country. And he said, back then it didn't matter who you were, Republican, Democrat, race, gender, anything. I said, step back there, sir, just for a sec. Because yes, many people came together. Patriotism was rampant. Support was being given for white people and other people too. But let's not forget, everyone wasn't getting the same respect. We didn't all come together. The Muslim community would like a word. The Sikh community would like a word regarding those things. Back around September 11, 2001, American Muslims, American citizens that had nothing to do with that, were getting persecuted, beat up, not let into places, called terrorists. So no, my friend, we didn't all come together. That is revisionist history. Now, I fully recognize some that, yes, patriotism was rampant. My half-brother re-enlisted in the military. He was already out and re-enlisted because he wanted to go fight again. He was in the Gulf War and went over after 9/11. I get it. But let's not trivialize and have this revisionist history. Just like with the Queen. Yes, sure, she was a kind person and help the houseless or whatever else she did, and charities and stuff, but stole from countries. So never forget 9/11. Never forget the way that some people were treated because of stereotypes in this country. And I'm done with 9/11 for today. And really, one more thing. If anyone comes up and tries to explain to you that 9/11 was staged in a hoax, you have every right to punch them in the face. That's not really, please don't assault people, but you know what I mean. All right, I want to point this out. So I actually had a root canal last Friday. Yeah. I was had a little bit of an infection pop up, and I went to the dentist, and he's like, well, you know, you need to go see the referred me to like a dental surgeon. And I go in, and he's like, well, looks like you probably need a root canal. And I should back it up a little bit and say, this was a tooth that I had a root canal on years ago. And he was just like, oh, we'll just go in and clean it out. So I was like, all right, we'll bust it out right now. Random Friday morning. I said, do it. I got shows this weekend. So he gets it in there. And I was joking with my good friend John about this because I saw him the next day for a show. And I was like, man, I had a root canal. I'm avoiding eating like super crunchy stuff. I'm still eating. I was fine to eat. Like, all good. It went down right away, like the infection and stuff. But I didn't want to eat like hard pretzels because it's like, well, maybe all temporary filling will fall out. And it's amazing how different now, because I'd had a root canal before and it was getting cleaned out. It wasn't as painstaking, I guess. But it was also, we were joking about how when you're a kid, because I had a root canal as a teenager, how much more difficult it was. Now, I was in the chair for an hour and he's like, good, you know, it sucks having your mouth open and I hate needles. So getting the Novocaine, yeah, but just like, all right, all done. Cool. Like, it felt like when you were a kid, you're in a chair for like 3 hours and the dentist is like up on top of you just like yanking. I feel like root canals have gotten better. But common sense says you get the root canal knocked out and you go see two Les and Jake shows in a row because that's what I did last weekend. I just want to toot my own horn a little bit there. You know, I wasn't, and I was driving myself because I couldn't drink much anyway, but I had antibiotics so I could, I had to avoid too much drinking. I had a beer too, you know, got to do that. Got to enjoy it. All right, let's talk some entertainment news, and then we're going to wrap it up for episode 88 of Common Sense Sundays. listening to. I haven't been doing this specifically lately, although we talk about so many bands, but I've been obsessed with this band ever since last weekend when I saw them open for Less Than Jake and Bowling for Soup. It's a little band called Cliff Diver. Cliff Diver. They are a seven-piece band out of Oklahoma. They recently released their first full-length. They had a couple of EPs come out in like 18 and 19, and just recently released their first full-length album. Their music is fantastic, but I also like the message that they send. They are very, 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 very big proponents of mental health and mental illness awareness, which I absolutely love. And the newest album is called Exercise Your Demons. The entire album is full of hits. I highly recommend picking up the album, adding them on Spotify. Head over to Bandcamp. They have a Bandcamp account, obviously. Again, Cliff Diver. They're fantastic. And one of the singers for Cliff Diver actually came out and sang a little bit with Less Than Jake at both of the shows last weekend, which was pretty cool. They're great vibe, great music, and great message that they send out with being proponents of mental health. All right, I got to point it out. We don't talk a lot of sports on this podcast, but today is the first full day of NFL football. So if you have friends that are super into football and you can't get a hold of them today, that would be why. And I always find it fascinating how encapsulated this country becomes with football. You know, we always say baseball is America's pastime. And, you know, and especially with the crossover and the punk rock scene, I know tons of hockey fans, but there's something about NFL football, college football too, but NFL football. I think it's easier. It only happens for 16. You got 17 games per team as opposed to 162 games or 82 games. So I get it. And it's just kind of that. And I'm guilty of it too. It's kind of that. That ceremony of you get up on Sunday, you know, and especially on the West Coast. If you're on the East Coast, it's a little different, but on the West Coast, you got football starting at 10 a.m. Get up, a little coffee, a little breakfast, check out that early game, you know, get some stuff done around the house, check out the afternoon game, you know, go get a workout in, some dinner, and then check out the evening game. It's just part of, you know, the ceremony of it. But America really is obsessed with the NFL. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. It's really fascinating to me. And then, of course, you have the fantasy football side. Everybody loves fantasy football. I've talked about it before on the podcast, and I am happy to say I am completely out of the fantasy football game this season. I was like, that's enough. I don't want to cheer for a player playing against a team I like. I don't want to pay attention to all these little things. When it comes to sports, I'm an eyeball guy. I'm like, I don't want to look at a bunch of stats and everything. I mean, there's certain stats where, you know, if someone in the MLB is going to break a home run record, yes, those are cool things. But I don't want to study stats and like all these, it's just too much for me. So I got the hell out of the fantasy football game. Just wasn't for me. Nope, not for me. But happy NFL season to those of you out there that enjoy the NFL. I'm one of them to an extent. I just don't become quite as obsessed as everyone else. I'm still on baseball. I will shift to NFL mode after the World Series. And the goddamn Rams. Oh, Los Angeles was sad on Thursday, man. They just got smacked around by Buffalo on Thursday. It was pretty embarrassing to be an LA fan on Thursday, I gotta admit. All right, I've been watching this new show. It's not a new show. It's been around for a while. It's called Z Nation. Z standing for zombies. And it's a super cheesy sci-fi show that is now on Netflix. If you're looking for something just easy to watch, and I enjoy post-apocalyptic stuff that has a small, at least a small comedic aspect to it. And this kind of checks all those boxes. But I hadn't really been talking about it because I was like, it's just something. And I'm watching, my father-in-law actually just sat down and I was like, oh, I'm watching a show. And he's like, all right, you know, sit and watch with you. And a new episode, maybe a new season. And I'm looking, I'm going, is that Henry Rollins? And I had to double check because he had some stubble and it was like the side view. And I was like, that's Henry Rollins. And I looked up on IMDb. And then sure enough, the next scene, it was like a, you know, face and forward shot of Henry Rollins. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's Henry Rollins. So he decided to pop up in the Z Nation thing. And it's extra funny because somebody had shared with me a Hard Times article, you know, and it was all about Henry Rollins. It wasn't a real interview because it's Hard Times. For those of you not familiar with Hard Times, it's like The Onion, but for music. And it was Henry Rollins, and he said, yes, you know, you might see me pop up, but if you can't tell it's me and you have to go look on IMDb for these 90s movies or shows, then I've done my job. And I was like, holy shit, I did that. I was like, let me double check that's him, because he looked a little different. You know, he's got especially the stubble. I always see Henry Rollins clean shaven, and he didn't have a beard like mine, but he had some stubble. And I was like, wait a minute, he's always clean shaven. Oh, no, it is freaking Henry Rollins. So check out Z Nation if you need a show to watch. It's on Netflix. There's like four seasons or five seasons or something. And it's entertaining enough. I'm not going to sit here and say it's a great show like Mr. Robot or something, but it's entertaining. And you'll see Henry Rollins. All right, a couple shows coming up. Next weekend, September 17th, we will not have a show between now and then, so keep this one in mind. If you're in the Southern California area, the amazing band Let Me Downs, they are currently on tour right now with Scotty Saints and the True Believers. I have yet to have a chance to see Scotty Saints and the True Believers, so I'm excited about that. But the Let Me Downs are going to be playing a show at Corbin Bowl there in Tarzana in the Valley. I don't have the ticket prices right in front of me, but it's going to be an inexpensive one on September 17th. I'm going to be out there checking them out. I love Let Me Downs. They're one of the more underrated bands out there. They haven't been around long enough, so hopefully they'll get a little more recognition. But shout out to all those guys in Let Me Downs, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all playing in the Valley next Saturday. And if you're gonna go, if you're in SoCal, hit me up. I'll have some stickers. I got a bunch of the new stickers. I got some new die cuts. I got another order of those, and so we're all stickered out. So make sure you hit me up, give me a fist bump, and I'll throw some stickers your way. And then, of course, last but not least, the reason that I'm trying to get out of here as soon as possible today is the In Defense of Ska tour that is finally happening. It's been happening. I've had tickets to this thing since November, last November. And unfortunately, what happened, this was supposed to happen in January, but the great John Pebsworth, Pebs of Buck 09, had a heart attack and unfortunately had to take some time off. And now they are finally getting back into the full swing of things. So I will be heading down to Garden Grove, the Garden Grove Amphitheater, and checking out In Defense of Ska. The In Defense of Ska tour, and specifically one of my absolute favorite bands, Half Past Two. And of course, as I've mentioned before, Buck 09, I grew up with Buck 09. They are local San Diego band. I've seen them countless times. And interestingly enough, it's the 1 year anniversary of the first time I saw Half Past Two live. I was at Bruce Ska 1 year ago today, and Mustard Plug is also playing, and that it's actually 1 year since the last time I saw Mustard Plug, I think. They might have popped up at another festival, and I was only half paying attention because you get so many bands at these festivals. But it's fun to kind of see that full circle with going to see Half Past Two exactly 1 year after the first year I saw them, first time I saw them. So come join in the fun. I think there's still some tickets. They moved it to the main stage. It did sell out because it was in the small locker room stage and then got big, so they moved it to the main stage. There should be still be some tickets out there. If you've already got tickets, I will see you out there. I'll be carrying some stickers and having a fantastic time at the In Defense of Ska tour with a couple of my absolute favorite bands rocking the stage down there at Garden Grove Amphitheater. All right, that is going to do it. Man, see, we did finish early. I'm going to go finish up all of the post-recording stuff and then get on that long trip down there to Garden Grove. Luckily, it's Sunday, and so it's not going to be all traffic-filled like it is on a weekday, but still a bit of a drive going down there. Don't forget to follow us on all the social platforms, facebook.com/gotellittothewall. Again, facebook.com/gotellittothewall. That's our official Facebook page. Make sure you're following over there to get all your updates regarding Common Sense Sundays and Go Tell It to the Wall. Of course, YouTube, youtube.com/gotellittothewall. Subscribe to our channel. Check out all of our video playlists that are up there. There's videos there that you're not going to find on Facebook, so check that out. Specifically like the parenting playlist, the Mental Health Mondays playlist, and all that good stuff. So if you're on YouTube a lot, you may as well add us as a subscription there, and you're going to get notified when we have new content going up there. And of course, my own personal Instagram account, which is at SoCalSean, SoCalSean, at SoCalSean. A lot of show pictures going up there. In fact, I've got like, I just got fourth in line photos and chaser photos up this past week. For those of you watching the videos, I'm wearing my fancy fourth in line shirt, and I've got a backlog of Less Than Jake and Bowling for Soup and some Punk Rock Saves Lives photos to get up there. So make sure you're following my own personal Instagram account so you can see all of those photos and videos. And of course, don't forget SeanO'RourkeLive.com. That's right, SeanO'RourkeLive.com, your one-stop shop for everything and anything that is Common Sense Sundays, Go Tell It to the Wall, and me, Sean O'Rourke. And if you want to help us out through Patreon, you can find a link on there. And if you want to help us out by picking up some merch, you got a link to our merch website right there on SeanO'RourkeLive.com. All right, we should be back next week, and I don't think we have any scheduling conflicts. The weekend after is going to be the tougher one. That got multiple shows lined up that weekend, but we should be back next week, same wall place, same wall time. This has been episode 88 of Common Sense Sundays, hosted by me, your absolute favorite podcast host, the one and only Sean O'Rourke. And remember, wall fans, common sensers, podcast consumers, no matter what you do, no matter who you're with, no matter where you're going, especially no matter why you are doing it, always, always use common sense.